Running a business shouldn't feel like surviving a software group project. One app for accounting, another for inventory, another for sales, and somehow none of them talk to each other. That's where Odoo comes in, an all-in-one business management software that brings every part of your business together, from sales and accounting to inventory and marketing, all in one powerful platform. No messy integrations, no bouncing between tabs, and best of all, no spreadsheets. Stop managing software and start managing your business with one unified system. Try for free today at odoo.com/iHeartRadio. That's odoo.com/iHeartRadio.
This is CBS Eye on the World with Liz Peek of The Hill, a columnist, of Fox News, a columnist, commenting on the American people voting the pocketbook for a candidate. And now we have one major candidate making an announcement for re-election, the President of the United States, in a brief video reintroducing himself to the voters for 2024. The economy is always a determinative. It's not special to this cycle. The economy right now remains unknown. Joseph Biden, however, is very well known. He's been in Washington for 50 years. And Liz, the Wall Street Journal poll very recently says that very clearly that the majority of Americans believe that Joe Biden is best to retire from the presidency and not run for re-election. Despite that, he's going ahead with his re-election plans. The Wall Street Journal poll also indicates that Joe Biden will be successful if he runs against his previous opponent. That would be Donald Trump in 2020. The question here is, both parties are now locked into a future that we can't be sure of, but looks like a repeat of 2020. The polls say there's no enthusiasm for that. Do you think that'll change? The pocketbook will change this? The recession or not recession will change our opinion of these candidates? Or are we just in, is this Groundhog Day, Liz?
I mean, it is astonishing that in our country of 300 million people, the two people running for president are basically widely disliked or disapproved of, and we are stuck with them as our candidates. I mean, there's something wrong with this story. Joe Biden will not be running on Joe Biden's record, including the economy. Yes, I would like to think the economy is going to have something to do with it, but let's look at the midterms. The midterms really did not hinge on the fact that inflation was really a problem. And when we had the midterm elections, inflation was still very high. Americans were very upset about it. They gave Joe Biden and Democrats generally very low marks on the economy management, economic management, didn't seem to have much impact. Why? Because Donald Trump, again, was inserted into the mix and people were voting against Donald Trump and the candidates he endorsed. And other issues, particularly abortion, became more important. So in a national election, I agree with you. The economy is normally paramount, and it may well be if we tip into recession towards the end of this year, as many economists are projecting, that will have some impact on the race next year. The curious thing is we are not yet in recession, even though people have been talking about it for a year now. The Fed would like to engineer a mild recession, seems unable to do so, which is kind of an amazing statistic or reality. And so we'll see. I mean, I think a couple of things have to change. The job market has to change. That, I think, will focus minds on our economic management. That might make voters more concerned about the direction of the economy. That may be literally the only thing that really arrives. And I think there's signs that the job market is softening. I've been ahead of my skis on that. It has held up much better than I would have thought. But, you know, with daily headlines about layoffs here and layoffs there, it seems to me we're bound to have a weaker jobs market. And I think that will get the attention of voters. Otherwise, yes, welcome to Groundhog Day.
Groundhog Day is better than the alternative, which is no future whatsoever. However, Liz, there is remarkably lack of enthusiasm in the Republican Party as well for a repeat of 2020. Yep. Because the polling indicates very clearly that Joe Biden will be successful again if he runs against the former President Trump.
Yeah, so I mean, the real question is, are primary voters and Republican primary voters going to decide that they would rather vote for a candidate who, at least via polling, right, looks like he can beat Donald Trump, which is, I mean, Joe Biden, which is almost any Republican, or are they going to stick with Donald Trump because they are avid fans of his? That is the real question.
That's a very good question. Elizabeth Peake for The Hill, a columnist for Fox News, a columnist. The President of the United States has announced his reelection plan in a short video available everywhere. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Bell.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Migraine makes me miss out on the moments that matter. So I asked my doctor about saying yep to Vyepti, eptinezumab JJMR, an IV infusion given every 3 months that helps prevent migraine attacks in adults.
Don't take if allergic to Vyepti. Get help right away for allergic reactions like rash, swelling of face, lips, tongue, or throat, trouble breathing, hives, or facial redness. Tell your doctor about increased blood pressure or color changes, pain or numbness in fingers or toes. Common side effects are stuffy nose, scratchy throat, and allergic reactions.
Tap the ad to see how many migraine-free days you might reclaim and see the full prescribing information at Vyepti.com.
Say yep to Vyepti.
Plan B made over-the-counter emergency contraception legal more than 20 years ago. It's a safe, effective backup birth control option that helps prevent pregnancy before it starts by temporarily delaying ovulation. Plan B is the number one OBGYN recommended brand and the only one that you can find at all major retailers in all 50 U.S. states. There's no minimum age requirement and you don't need an ID to buy it. You can order it through DoorDash and other major delivery platforms too. That's freedom to be. Use as directed.
Running a business shouldn't feel like surviving a software group project. One app for accounting, another for inventory, another for sales, and somehow none of them talk to each other. That's where Odoo comes in, an all-in-one business management software that brings every part of your business together, from sales and accounting to inventory and marketing, all in one powerful platform. No messy integrations, no bouncing between tabs, and best of all, no spreadsheets. Stop managing software and start managing your business with one unified system. Try for free today at odoo.com/iHeartRadio. That's odoo.com/iHeartRadio.